Doesn't Scott look sharp today? You look sharp, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
You savage. I'm ornery today, but what's new? Welcome to TLC. Good to have you with us. I'm like, Lord, should I? Okay, I won't. Let me just, this is Mother's Day. I'm trying to move on past what I want to do. You ever just want to be ornery? I do. I live like that. My wife can tell you. We have wonderful, let's see, this is State Streets right here, right? We have wonderful neighbors. Both sides, I'm sure. There's a business on this side. Don't you just want to compliment that? We have snacks. I think we should put it in our building. She's shaking her head. Don't do that. All right, I'll move on because I had another one. I won't say it. Here's some quick Mother's Day humor today. My mother's menu consisted of two choices. You can all relate to this. When I grew up, my mother's menu was take it or leave it. I didn't get choices. We, like with our kids, you know, we even sometimes gave them choices. We didn't get any. This is what we made. This is what you eat. You don't want to eat that. You don't eat. Life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mother. When my kids became wild and unruly, I use a nice, safe playpen. And when they're finished, I come out. You know your life has changed when going to the grocery store, moms, by yourself is a vacation. The majority of my diet is made up of foods that my kids didn't finish. This is the son. Mom, can I get 20 bucks? Mom, do I look like I'm made of money? And he said, isn't that what mom stands for? I shouted to my mom on Mother's Day, how does breakfast in bed sound? She said, oh, that sounds lovely. I said, great, I'll have biscuits and gravy. All right. Well, let's get started. Good to have you here. TLC, if you're a guest, make sure you get your free t-shirt out there. We've just seen some great things that are beginning to take place. I did, just to give you an update, I met with the architect last week, and we have picked the design and everything for the front of the building, and we are getting with the contractor to get an idea of what the price would be. It will be pretty much, I think, a fraction of what we originally thought. And so when that happens, I will, again, as soon as I do, I'll let you know. And we'll raise the money. We'll figure it out together. And I don't have any gimmicks. I don't have any. I'll just say, this is what it is. This is what it costs. And then, you know, we'll do whatever the Lord says. So that's all going to be good. Be exciting. It'll open up our foyer. It'll do a lot of things. Start a lot of things rolling. But let's get started. This is Mother's Day. We're going to honor some moms today as far as, you know, and what I'm talking about. But let's look at the Bible. Mark chapter 9, 33 through 37 says, he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? But they kept silent. For on the road they disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child, set him in the middle of them, and when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. That's pretty huge. I mean, the faith of children is just amazing. They just believe, period. They don't know all the things that we know. They didn't grow up in the world where we try to reason everything out, so they just believe. This lady, her name was Sharon Twitchell, wrote this poem, and I liked it, so I just jotted some of it down. And this is what it says. Before I was a mom, I made and ate hot meals. I had unstained clothing, and I had quite quiet conversations on the phone. I'll get it out here. I'm trying to read my own writing. I guess it's printing if it's an iPad, so whatever. But anyway. Before I was a mom, I cleaned my house each day, and I never tripped over toys or forgot the words to lullabies. Before I was a mom, I'd never been puked on, pooped on, spit on, chewed on, peed on, or pinched by tiny fingers. Before I was a mom, I had complete control of my mind, my thoughts, my body, and my mind. Complete control of my mind, my thoughts, my Let me add, I slept all night. Before I was a mom, I never held a screaming child so that the doctors could do tests and give shots. Before I was a mom, I never held a sleeping baby just because I didn't want to put it down. Before I was a mom, I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop the hurt. Before, as a mom, I never knew that something so small could affect my life so much. I never knew that I could love someone so much. I never knew I would love being a mom. Motherhood is an incredible high calling, and it's not an easy one. So today, I think we all need to just say thank you to our mothers, honor them, and thank God for them. Proverbs 4:7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." And I think we all, moms or dads or whatever, we all want to be wise. We all want to make good decisions. We all want to live a productive life. We all want to be happy. Proverbs is an incredible book in the Bible. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. You could read one chapter every day. Today's the 11th. You could read Proverbs 11. Tomorrow, you could read Proverbs 12. If you're saying, "I don't know what to read," that's something. Every day, and I had one student one time said, "What if the month doesn't have 31 days?" Okay, don't read to 31, just stop at whatever day it is. But anyway, it's just full of wisdom. 17:17 of Proverbs, "A friend loves at all times, a brother is born for adversity." So we live in a culture and in an age right now where everything, doesn't it seem like it's all subject to change? I mean, it's just like if you do something wrong, you feel like great. Or wonderful social media. Social media. It started out as all really all fine and good. And you probably thought like everybody, nobody's life can be that perfect. Social media is just like, you know, they're always smiling. Everything's, But I get it. You want to present your best self. So, I mean, I'm not opposed. You don't want to really write all the dirty laundry and the negative stuff. Although that does happen. There are some that live on that. But if you aren't accepted or, you know, there used to be, you know, when I was a youth leader there, students would, they would grade, I got so many likes on whatever, okay? And if you didn't get many likes, you felt really rejected, and then you had to deal with that. And some people don't even want to put it out there because if they don't get liked, if they don't put it out there, they don't have to deal with it. Does that make sense? Because in today's society, in anything, if you don't like you're on social media, you just click a little button and goes, "I unfriend you." Or I guess you can block people. And I don't know that they know that you blocked them. I don't know. I am not a social media guru. But, you know, there's just so many avenues. When I was growing up, we didn't have any of that. Because now, I mean, this year in December, I'll be 9 years old. But if the person wasn't good for me, I wasn't allowed to hang out with them. Does anybody else have that? My mom, we met our, you know, we played with kids at school or in your neighborhood. And if they would, my mom would pick the kids I could play with. Bless God. There's kids that, you're not going over there to play. And, I mean, they can come over here. Why? I never knew that till you have kids. When you have kids, doesn't it change everything? If you weren't a parent, then you have kids, you're like, oh, now I know why they did that. Because at your house, it's your rules. I mean, whether you're a single parent or not, my mom and dad, they helped pick those things. Women are incredible. They make a house a home. Everywhere Kim and I have ever been, she has made it home. You know, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I bet she'll put this here or she'll put that there. A lot of times I'm wrong. But she still puts them wherever they're supposed to go because I'll say, oh, that goes together. She'll be like, no, it doesn't. But she knows what goes where and all that. But it makes the house feel home. They make that atmosphere. Have you ever been to somebody's house and you're like, it just feels good in here? I like that. It just feels welcoming. It's nice. You know, there are places, you ever been to a house that feels sterile? We interviewed for a church in the east side of Columbus in Pickerington. And we went into a house and they were very nice people. But it was a sterile house. Everything, white carpet, white furniture. That is a no-no for Brett to be in a house with white carpet. What? They fed us pizza. She'll remember, and the lady said, we're going to go ahead and eat in here. Just be careful not to drop it. It gets better. the next morning they had us, and there were bagels and cream cheese. I love bagels and cream cheese. But I was nervous because they're basically, Kim and I are sitting there, and it's the whole board and their wives, and they can ask you anything from who tied the pups to whatever, and you know, they want you to answer, and they judge you on your answer. Okay? I tried to do the bagel right, and you know my wife, she's trying to help me.
Let me help you.
But I did it myself and went to put it. You'd think I couldn't miss this. But I was nervous, and I dropped the bagel, and it went blip, 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 all the way down my shirt, all the way down my pants, onto her white carpet. And she goes, wow. I'm thinking, we ain't getting this job. But they hired me anyway. Anyway, the woman just sets the atmosphere, the temperature. Now, man may be the head of the house, but come on, guys, she is the neck that turns the head. She helps set that. She makes the house a home. She puts love there. I think God uses mothers in such a huge way. Before there was ever Marvel heroes, before Spider-Man ever had his tingly Spidey sense, moms have their spider sense, their tingle. They know, like she could look at my kids and know if they were telling the truth. They could snow me from here to next Tuesday. And she could put her beautiful head around the corner and go, he's lying. And she'd be right. So I just have to learn to, okay. But there are so certain rules, I'm sure, and ways that moms go about because they have order. And our kids are incredible because they know who to go to. And I kind of, my mom was the softer. My dad, sitting back in the back there, I knew when he came home, but if I wanted anything, I didn't go to dad, I'd go to mom because she could kind of cushion the blow, depending on what it was. I want us to get on the same page today, so I want to do an exercise. I'm going to sing part of a jingle, and you sing the rest of it. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Thank you for the one person over here that knows. I mean, anybody else born after me? I mean, come on. How about this? Oh, Jimmy Crack Corn. Here's another one. We are farmers. What'd you do at church today? Well, we sang jingles. It was great. And he told jokes about the neighbors. All right. Let's look at some thoughts mom would enforce today or some things that she might have taught you. Here's the first one today. Watch what you say. So we're all on the same page. My mom would say, if you don't have anything nice to say. I don't think she went by that rule, but I had to. Proverbs 12:18 said, there's one who speaks like the piercings of the sword, but the tongue is of the wise promotes health. The New Living of that same scripture, the New Living Translation says, some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Words are so powerful. It's what we say or the way we say them. And texting in this day and age, I mean, I text, I don't know, I'm not that really good. I mean, I can text. I actually use my thumbs. I can do that and stuff, but like she'll say, did you send an, that's it. Thanks, Caitlin. Did you send an emoji with that? And I'm like, why? She's like, because then they know that, you know, that's good or thumbs up or it means well. But I'm like, you know, if I'm texting a guy, it's hard for me to send an emoji because I'm a dude. I don't want to send you a red heart. Ooh, flowers. I don't care. So, but she, you know, she'll like, did you say anything back? Or, you know, like my son will text me and I'll text him back. She said, did you? So then I'll go back and I'll nee, 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 and put all that stuff in. Yeah. So, but words are tough because once they're out, if they're taken wrong, it's hard to retract them. It's kind of like you can't put, once you squeeze toothpaste out of a tube, try putting it back in. You can't. Sometimes we say things in haste or we didn't think. I'm guilty of that. Saying, I wish I could just have take it back and, ooh, I wish I could redo that. So we have to start saying, okay, God, we have to start thinking. So, you know, Kim and I have tried to, I mean, we've been married 40 years this June. 40 years that woman has stuck by me. That's pretty awesome. But we're getting better. We don't have everything down yet, you know, so, but we, you know, we've decided, and we just said this the other day. She said, we are choosing to assume the best. You know what that means? That means assume the best. So before you make a judgment, let's just take the best scenario and let's believe that until we find out anything. Does that make sense to you? Why don't, if we would all just choose to think the best of each other, I see roses blue. I mean, we'd all live in a, what a wonderful world. That's probably not even the words of that, but you get the idea. We would have such a better relationship with those around us. We didn't let our children disrespect either of us. If we were doing the Justin thing and, you know, Mal's going to work, oh, dear God, help Daddy. You know, that kind of thing. If I was watching the kids, you know, they're not going to say, and they never did. I mean, so they didn't speak bad about their mother. If they did, I wouldn't have let them. Does that make sense? I mean, they would have been, I would have stopped it right there. Why? Because it's important to have respect for your parents, to honor your parents. And I want them to honor their mother. Second thought. I need practice on this one. Keep a lid on your temper.
Wilma!
Proverbs 14:29. People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. Patience. With our kids, patience. She's had to have patience with me. Sometimes she'll say something because I have to learn language barriers. What she says, what she means, or what I think I heard, or what every guy in here is like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. And the wives are like, you better not say anything. What? If you have children, there are one child usually that really knows how to push your buttons. That, I mean, the other kids, they know when they're on the ice thin, they will back off. But then there's the one that's like, moo, ha, 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 Maddie! Man! Maddie, she would just, oh my word. And Kim would tell me stuff like, honey, don't you let her take your piece until she started pushing her buttons. And then I'd be, honey, and that's not the time to correct her. But Maddie would. I remember one time, she'll remember this, and we were actually living in town about 3 miles where we live from where we live now. And Maddie was notorious for just, she'd just try on clothes, just trying clothes on. She'd take them off, throw them on the ground. I mean, she could have put them back. But she would label them as dirty because she tried them on, I guess. And then so now there is this debris of look like a tornado had come through the room. And so, you know, her and I were fed up with it. So she's like, you go tell Maddie. So I'm the long arm of the law. So, you know, I'm going to give my whole John Wayne walk in there and you're going to pick those clothes up, young lady. Yeah, I'm going to make her. And I just told her, I said, you're going to pick these clothes. And she just didn't. I mean, there's no other, just didn't. I'll get around to it. So then I set a timer. If you don't have these clothes picked up in 20 minutes, and she didn't. And I'm like, did she not hear me? So then I went in, and now I am already, I'm not at this level. Oh, I'm close, not to this level, but I'm to this level. And I said, look, I'm going to set this timer again. You have 10 minutes. If you don't pick these clothes up in 10 minutes, I'm putting them in a black bag, and I may throw them away, give them away, but you ain't going to see them. And she is like, okay. The time went off, and she's in there doing I don't know what. If there was a fan, stuff was hitting it. Just saying. I went, got a black bag. went in there, and I had just blown my stack. I was grabbing stuff. I was shoving it in that bag, and Maddie was like, oh, my gosh, what's happened? And Kim's looking at me like, who are you? And I've just, I mean, I was blown. My gasket had already, and I'm shoving stuff in this bag, and I'm looking at her going, you ain't ever going to see this. You know, and I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just over it. I'm like, okay, I told you. I've warned you. And I put those bags somewhere, and then I had to go back and tell her I probably should have acted better. Apologize to Kim and to Maddie. I didn't give her stuff back, though. And I just said, no, I was wrong for handling it the way I did. I should have just calmly just put the stuff in the bag and said, well, we're done with this. But I had reached my limit. I blew my top. What would happen if I had let that happen all the time? My relationship with her would be terrible. My relationship with her wouldn't be good. My relationship with him is probably not that good because I am not letting him give me the peace that I need. You got to understand, if we are really struggling this way, it's going to hinder this. If you have a good relationship this way, it'll really help this way. Does that make sense? So keep your relationship with him, and then if you blow it, it's okay. Just admit it. I blew it. I need you to forgive me. Our third thought this morning that moms would probably have us go by is look and ask. Sometimes our kids would ask us the silliest questions, and the answer would be right in their face. Oh, just, I know Maddie's in Kids Town, so I can talk about her. She just asked me the other day, and this is, you know, she comes in, she goes, Dad. And she's very animated. Where is my macaroni and cheese dish? I think it's in the drawer. It is not in the drawer. I said, it is. His mom moved it. And I said, no, Mom would have cleaned it. She'd have put it in the drawer. She did not put it in the drawer. I'm like, pretty sure I saw it in there. It is not. I'm like, Maddie, I said, then look in a cupboard. I have looked everywhere in this house and it is gone. I'm pretty sure it's not gone. It is gone. Like, no. I said, it's in the drawer. It is not. I'm looking in the pantry now. It's gone. That's my favorite macaroni and cheese dish. I'm like, calm down. Take a deep breath. Why don't you ask God where it is? I have asked him and he's not talking. I said, well, so I went over. Now, you got to understand, this macaroni and cheese dish is orange. Open the drawer, and it's standing there going, I'm right here. I'm right here. It's like it's in plain sight. I said, Maddie. She said, what? What's this? It wasn't there a minute ago. God must have put it there. I'm like, it was there. I saw it there. No, it wasn't. So then, you know, that's just, my point is this. Hold your temper. Before you judge or lose it, ask God. Look and ask. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our counselor. He's our guide. And when you accept Christ, he comes inside you and you now house God. That's pretty cool. And he will guide you and help you. Jesus is the Prince of what? Peace. So you don't have to lose. I mean, the more that I submit to him, the better things go out here. You see, the key with anything, whether Mother's Day, Father's Day, whose day, Harvest Day, whatever. I said it again, didn't I? You're still, he's got to be number one. When he's number one, man, it sure helps things out this way. 15:22 of Proverbs says, without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Have you looked around? You know what's cool about church? You can find godly people in church. And here's the thing. Don't put people on a pedestal. Don't put me on a pedestal. Don't put anybody on a pedestal. But you can find good people that will help you if they're doing something that you want to do and they're successful at it and God is number one in their life. Pick their brain. Ask them some questions. How did you do that? What did, you know, what, and find out, well, okay, get some counsel. But, you know, so many times we just ask people just because we want to hear the right answer that we want to hear. You know, most things that are successful take a four-letter word, work. Some of us are like, I don't want to hear that word. Because I know you work hard, especially if you're a mom. You work and you feel like unappreciated, underpaid, but you're really appreciated. How did you do that? Lord, give me some ideas. Give me some concepts. Give me something. And if I just listen and I look, there's a lot of things that I overlook. I don't know about you, but I've overlooked a lot of things in my life. Didn't take time. Just too busy. Have you ever looked for something on the floor and you're like, you've looked and looked and looked, kind of like Maddie's macaroni dish, and you're looking right at it, and you've looked for 20 minutes, can't see it, and then somebody walks in and goes, it's right there. You're so glad they found it, but you also want to slap them because you've been looking there for 20 minutes. Sometimes life just gets us and we just allow it to take us downstream. But if we stay with God, we can fight some of the currents that life wants to pull you in, and you won't have to be subjected to all the garbage of the enemy. Stay in the Word. Connect with your church. Connect with godly people. Hang around the people that will bring God, His presence to you, because they have His presence in them. And you do too, but man. You know, statistics say that you'll become like the five closest people you hang out with. And some of you might be saying, well, that's kind of scary. Okay, then, you know, you can still love people, but you might want to make changes of who you spend all your time with. You can do it in a nice way. You don't have to be, I'm dropping you. You're no good for me. Stay connected with your church. Stay connected with God. Get godly friendships. Lift up one another. Communication is key, isn't it? Teamwork with your spouse. If you're married, work as a team. Have the same plan. Know what each other, know this is our plan. This is what we're doing. Learn each other's language. Mallory, if you're new, the worship leader, the lady in the middle, that's our oldest daughter. That's Mal. She's always been beautiful. She's like her mama. But she was little, just cute. And I came home from the office, and she greeted me at the door. Daddy! And I picked her up. Hi, Puddin', how are you doing? She gave me a big kiss. Daddy, can I have gum? You sure can. And I gave her a piece of gum, and she walked right out in the kitchen, got Kim's attention, and went. Because Kim had said, you cannot have any gum. And she came out and said, did you give her gum? Well, you should have checked with me and, you know, all that. Which I didn't even think of it. Mal was playing that. Your kids, you're laughing because you're like, oh, my kids do that. I get it. But have the same goal, the same team. So then I had to say, we need to spit the gum out. Well, you didn't tell me mommy said no. Mommy said no, daddy says no. So give me the gum. So, you know, you work as a team. But sometimes we don't hear the same, do we? Men, women, kids. As a kid, my mom would say, pick up your room now, like I told Maddie. What I heard was, when you feel like it, pick up a few things. Mom would say, don't you climb that tree. I loved climbing trees. And so what I heard was, go ahead and climb it, just don't tell me. Marriage is different. Communication, sometimes what she says and what she means. We need some new pictures in here. And that could mean different things. That could be a she-we, means she's going to pick out pictures. Because I can't pick out pictures. We all know that. If you don't, ask her. I can't pick out pictures. I can't pick out clothes. There's a lot of things I just can't pick out. We need to trim the yard. She said we, but that's not a we, that's a me we. That's what she means. You see, we need some new pictures. That's a she we. I'm going to pick that out. Trust me. We need to trim the yard. That's a me-we. She may say, we are low on groceries. That's a we-we. That could mean we're both going to go get groceries, okay? If she says, I don't care. If I say, let's go out to eat, and she says, okay, let's go. Where do you want to go? I don't care where we go. What she means is, I don't care where we go as long as it's a place I like. If she says, I'll be ready in a minute, I might as well kick off my shoes and watch a football game. She's actually gotten really good at being ready quick. Back in the day, that was a challenge, because that was in the 80s. You all girls from the 80s was the hairnet day and the big hair. And I'd pick her up in my Jeep. I could not have the top down in my Jeep because that was like, no, that would kill that hour of shh. Superman could break through that. I mean, she looked awesome. I mean, I'm just saying, but that was hairnet. I'll never get out of this, will I? But anyway. She says, I know what I'm going to get. I'll be right in and right out. Now, I just heard a woman over here said lies. Put your seat back in the car. Close your eyes. Because it might be a minute. Okay, but then there's the guys. You know, most generally, we're just simple. If we say we're hungry, we're usually just hungry. And we really don't care. If it's food and it's edible, we'll eat it. I don't have a whole lot to say about guys, okay? Because, you know, I mean, we're just dudes. But, you know, if she tells me something to do and I say, I'll fix that, in my mind, I'm thinking, when I'm ready to fix that, I'll fix that. When I'm bored and not doing anything else. But we have to learn each other's lingo. We have to learn how we work together. Because your children need to see you as a team. If you're a single parent, praise God for you. I mean, that you're going to let Jesus help you. And hang out with God's people. Here's our fourth thought today. Guard the door. Proverbs 17:1, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting and strife. 17:14 of Proverbs says, the beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. So I say this, and I know I want you to enjoy yourself being here, but you need to hear some of this, some of the seriousness of this. Strife is not good. We try to stop strife, and people are like, oh, you never have strife. Yeah, we do. I mean, there are times we have to say, I don't want strife, and we'll apologize to each other. You know, whether it doesn't matter who starts it or whatever. I mean, you know, one of us will get to, we'll figure it out, because strife opens up the door to all kinds of stuff. And you don't want that. You want to stay on the same page, and you want that home to stay peaceful and that feel good with God's presence in there. So stop it at the door. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. You know, in today's society, people just think if people are... Love isn't accepting everything and saying it's right. Love is just, I'm going to love you anyway, whether you agree or not. Does that make sense to you? Some people have chosen a different lifestyle, say. Does that mean we don't love them? That means we still love them. I don't agree with it. It doesn't go with the word, but I'm still going to love them. That choice is theirs. They're going to have to deal with God on that. Are you with me? One or two of you are nodding your head. Okay. But what I'm saying is, I can still love them, but maybe that will win them back to the Lord, or say, you know what, I'm going to change that. That didn't work out well for me. Stop the junk at the door. It's much easier to stop it before it gets in or it takes a hold. Get it out soon. Forgive. Don't let things fester. So, Dad, if you're the man of the house, be the man. Be the man. Stop and just say no. You know, when our kids fought, and they did, I mean, I've spanked my kids for the wrong reasons, because they lied to me. You know, one kid's crying, and he's like, and I'm like, what happened? And he said, you know, I think the one kicked him in the face or something, but I didn't know. I mean, all I heard was part of the story. And so, man, I spanked the one kid up, put him on their bed and all that, and then found out the other kid had slapped him or hit him with something. And I mean, I didn't condone kicking in the face, but then I didn't know that, so I had to go back and I had to correct and say, you're both this and this and this, and this is what... Sometimes parenting isn't easy. There isn't, an on-the-fly manual. How many have just learned as you went and then said, okay, I did the best I could? There's parents in the building now. I mean, my dad's back there. They just had to do the best they could. It's not like they can call up 1-800-PARENT. Maddie, I know I'm picking on Maddie, but I love. She's one of the most generous, genuine people. She's the one that did the drama on Easter. Awesome. She's got another one she's working on, and it's going to be amazing. So, I mean, as much as I'm picking on her, I love her with all my heart. When she was little, we went from our house to church, and Kim said to her, "You keep your shoes on." You know why God made minivans? So the mom can get out of her seat while the van is yet moving, and she can get to the kid. 6 times on the way from our house to the church, she took off her shoes and got spanked. 6 times where her siblings are like, "Dear God, help Maddie get this lesson." But she learned it after that, thank the Lord. Anyways, Dad, protect your house. Physically, yes, no question. Most men are being like, yep. God has always kept us safe. If somebody ever tried to break in, I certainly am not going to sit back and be like, oh God, please don't let him get, don't let him get to Kim. Don't let him, no. Oh God, let me get to them. It'd be probably more my prayer. Which is, I don't know, you can say, I don't like that. I'm sorry. Let forgiveness start right now. Let's flow. Come on. But we would not let our kids stay mad at each other. She would make, brothers always, they fought because they're close. They shared a room for most of their life. So they would fight. And she'd make them, no, you're going to behave. You will behave. And we live in this house. You will love each other and we will get along. And we just made it happen. We made the girls get along. We made the boys get along. We made everybody get along. And you know why? Because we had to get along. Because we wanted our house to be as close to the best house we could make it. Did we, to the best of our ability. So we not just physically, but spiritually. Keep your house as clean as you can. Our last thought, and this is the last one. Laugh and have fun. There's choices in life, don't we? We all have choices. Sometimes we can, you take the high road and I'll take the low road. But having fun, because some moments get past and you'll never have them again. Now, again, my father's back in the back and my brother-in-law's sitting over here and we've all done camping and everything together. There's times we've laughed till our sides were hurting so hard. I mean, we were just crying. My dad came from Florida, stayed at our house. Him and mom stayed at our house. And dad loves to play euchre. He's not any good at it, but he loves to play. I'm picking on him right now. But so my sons, Zach and Sam, Zach was dad's partner. And he would call them tournament partners. They were tournament, and they were so good. Sam and I would skunk them all the time. Sam and I would just play cards. And dad, he leaves the room. Now, we've been playing euchre, and they're not doing it. He comes back in. He's got this hat on, and it's got fishing hooks and stuff on it, And he comes back. He goes, "Boys." Now, you can just see my dad. He stops the whole room. "Boys, got my lucky card hat on, my hat here. Nobody can beat me with my hat." Sits down. We beat him like 10 games to nothing. He took that hat off and threw it across the room and said, "I hate that hat. Never did bring me any luck." We laughed so hard, Sam fell off his chair. I was laughing, and, my kids were having so much fun. We just laughed. I'll treasure that moment for the rest of my life. When the kids were little and we were in ministry in Dayton, we were in a house, and, Kim, we're sitting there. We're sitting at the dining room table, and I'll never forget this. It was green Jell-O. Green Jell-O, and I was watching Zach. And I forget what it was. Which is typical. They were littler then. And he spilled his milk, which was common. Grandma will probably tell you that. Zach would just pop his milk and he'd go, "Sorry." And you'd be like, oh, This was really before they invented the sippy cup or the no spill things. Yeah, I'm that old. But anyway, so, you know, Kim just cleaned it up because she didn't want him to feel bad about it. It's okay. It's okay, Zachy. It's okay. You know, and we're trying to get him to laugh. He felt kind of embarrassed and bad about it. We're trying to get him to laugh. I'm watching his face. I don't remember all the conversation, but I do remember this. I remember green Jell-O slapping him upside the head like a thunderstorm, just whack. I mean, and he, like that, and it was stuck on his head, and I went, and I thought, Sam, I turned around, it was her. She threw the Jell-O. And the kids started laughing, and the next you know, it was on. There was green Jell-O flying everywhere. You know, it was like 3 weeks later, I'm scraping green Jell-O off little corners of the wall and stuff like that. But I will tell you this. It made me laugh every time, picking up a piece of dry Jell-O or scraping, and thought of that. And those kids, I'm sure, will never forget the food fight that we had. And we never had another one since. She probably would be like, I don't know whatever happened to me, what came over me. But I remember the kids laughing till they were almost, again, crying, laughing so hard. And it took us a while to clean up that Jell-O. But in that same house, because of what was happening in the house and the belief of mom and dad and the God in the house, not because we're good, but God is good. Come on. Because of what God does, what we believe, what we were trying to show our kids. We had Thanksgiving there. She had made a turkey. And I always grew up, I loved, how many watched the Flintstones? And remember Fred would get those big brontosaurus dinosaur, you know, I would tell mom, I need that. So she would save me the leg. So I told my boys that. And so they were like, Sam's like, I want one. So, you know, turkey has two of those. I had one, and I think Zach had one. And then Sam said, I didn't get a leg. And it was the next day, and he went back in, and he came out with another one. And I'm like, where'd you get it? He said, it was on your turkey. I'm like, there's two, and we you don't want what Zach had left, because it's like, you know, gnawed like jaws, and mine was gone, so, but somehow God had put another leg on that bird, and that turkey had three big drumsticks. Now, we didn't buy it that way. Why are you telling me this? Because I'm telling you, because mom helps set the tone of the house, and helps do the things that God would have us do. I mean, she would help. They'd say, well, you need a strong spirit. I think you do need a spiritual father. I get that. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like a spiritual mother. My mama believed in me. She told me things. She'd take me to every meeting when I was a kid, and they'd pull me out of a meeting and prophesy over me, and I had no idea what they were talking about. But she'd tell me stuff like that. She didn't do things like maybe Kim and I did, but she did things the way she did. She'd say, oh, just wait one day, one day. Do you have a mom like that, that believed in you? Now, my mom would do, it's amazing to me, and I'll close with this. My kids, when they were little, if they're having fun or we're doing stuff, then they love dad. But if they got hurt, if mom wasn't available, they'll take me. I was second. But if they're hurt, they want her. Why? Because there's just something about a mother. She held him for 9 months. And now she's just making those wounds go away. Now, I grew up with a mom that she was always working. Dad worked. Sometimes they worked a couple jobs. And if I ever got a skinny, I wanted my mom. Then I got older and I'm like, I don't know that I want to go to my mom, because my mom, her idea and answer to everything was methylate, which is like bottled demon spit. And she would just rub that on you and it would burn. But she was always there to help pick me up. She was always there to help do everything. When I was a kid in fifth grade, we played flag football. That's when Vernon Elementary was still there. It's not there anymore. There's condos there now. And we played flag football in that big side yard there, and we were pretty good. I loved football. That was kind of my thing. mom would come, and she just knew the wrong times to yell. It'd be the right time for her, but it'd be the wrong time if you were the kid. Because everybody'd be quiet, and you would hear, "Go, Vernon!" It was almost like watching Don Knotts with that ghost and Mr. Chicken, some guy in the background, "Attaboy, Luther!" We were in the huddle, and this is a true story. We'd be in the huddle, and the guys, we'd be like this. The guy said, "Who keeps yelling?" And then you heard her again, "Go, Vernon!" And then I go, "I have no idea." I'm not telling them it's my mom. She would yell at the wrong times, and we'd get in the car and say, "Mama, could you not?" And she'd just look at it and go. But that was just built in her. Sometimes it'd be the wrong time. "Go, Brett!" And I'm like, "Please don't say my name." But I will say this. When I was growing up, there wasn't nobody loved me more. She would fight for her kid, for anything. For anything. I often wondered, Mary was so awesome that had Jesus. Because I had a mom that would be like, well, kind of like, I mean, Charlotte is back here. She's my mother-in-law, kind of almost like a second mom. But I mean, she'd always say, "You mess with the cubs, Mama Bear is coming out." I mean, she'd be like, "She'd take care of you." That'd be her statement. But I, you know, you think about Jesus. Mary had Jesus, and she's there. She's there. And they're beating him past recognition. And she's not saying anything. They're taking parts of his beard, ripping it out, and she's silent. I mean, I'm sure she's crying because Mary knew why he came. She knew how he got there. I can't see my mom as much as I love her. My mom would be pitching a fit. She'd be up there and saying, "Don't you get that sword and get it away, or I'll use it on you." I mean, I could just see her. She'd be like, "We ain't having any of this. You get up and you go home. That boy, you don't need to play with him." Whatever. Where are you at this morning? Now, I know Mother's Day can be hard for some because maybe mom's not. Maybe she's with the Lord, or, you know, it's been a while, or she's passed. And I understand that. So please, all respect. What I'm asking you today is to remember the good things. I know for Kim and I, we went into ministry, most of our friends were gone because we were gone. So we depended solely on each other. The kids were each other's best friends. So we would talk to Charlotte, we would talk to my mom and dad. They lived in Florida. So, I mean, our dynamics were different, but we had to figure it out. So if you didn't have good relationships, maybe you could say, "You know what? I choose today to be free and forgive." You can't go back. The only place you can go is forward. I mean, you can stay where you're at today, but I don't know. If you need to forgive somebody, you need just to forgive them. My challenge this morning is if your mom is still with you, maybe text her, call her, say hi. What's the worst that could happen? She might not answer. So what? You're free. You can answer or write her. Just move on. Maybe your relationship's great, so I mean, you need to honor mama anyway. I just don't want you to miss the opportunity. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes?